Thank you for calling customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, this is Sylvia Davis, and I'm calling to find out how to place an order for the aloe vera face cream and the eye serum. Do you have a website where I can go online and order it?
Well, let me see. Can I find one and help you out? Give me those names again, if you don't mind.
My name is Sylvia Davis, and I placed an order and received it, and I've used it.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to order some more.
All right, Ms. Davis. Let me start off by getting your zip code, if you don't mind.
Okay, 30213.
30213?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can I put you on a brief hold while I try to access your account?
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello, Ms. Davis.
Yes.
For security purposes, could you go ahead and verify your address for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 7960 Bear Creek Trail, Fairburn, Georgia, 30213.
All right. Thank you for that. And yes, I do see where you ordered our aloe vera products. It seems like your first order was shipped out on April 12th. Now,
yeah.
We did have another order that was scheduled to be shipped on April 27th. However, due to your card being declined, that's why that product had not been shipped.
Oh, I know what happened. Is someone, the card that I used before,
mm-hmm.
I got scammed. And they had to replace it. And so you have the old one.
Ah, so you need to update your card number.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right. Well, I definitely can help you do that. I'll need to transfer you to a supervisor so that they can go ahead and make those changes for you. And we can get that product out to you right away.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, then I'm going to come back and let you know when I'm transferring you. Okay, Miss Sylvia?
All right. Thank you.
You're so very welcome, as always. Thank you for calling customer support, and stay on the line for me, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
I just had to make sure that two girls got ice cream yesterday. And that, like I said, you'd be when you're 4, 5, almost 5 years old, coming to hear your president speak. My Lord, my faith, we call that purgatory. Lauren, thank you for that gracious introduction. And in case you're wondering, we're a small state. We're the 8th largest black population in America, and we have one of the most talented members of Congress. And so if I didn't walk around and pay my tribute to this of
Thank you for your patience, Miss Sylvia. I'm trying to get you connected now, right? Just hold for me another brief moment.
Okay.
The country understand what's happening. And to all the descendants here today, and to the community, civil rights leaders, and members of the Congressional Black Caucus that are here, thank you for making sure we all remember. We never forget. You know, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians that says, "For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part, then I shall know fully." It is, toward the Hall of Survivors here in Greenwood Cultural Center. And I want to thank the incredible staff for hosting this. And I didn't say what my father and sister couldn't see my back. But in the tour I met Mother Randall, who's only 56 years old. God love her. And Mother Fletcher, who's 67 years old. And her brother, Van Ellis, who's 100 years old. And he looks like he's 60. Thank you for spending so much time. I really mean it. It was a great honor, a genuine honor. You are three known remaining survivors of a story seen in the mirror dimly. But no longer. Now your story will be known in full view. The events we speak of today took place 100 years ago. And yet, I'm the first president in 100 years ever to come to Tulsa.
Thank you so much for holding. I got you ready for a transfer, okay? If there's anything else I can do for you, please let me know. And as always, we thank you for kind of customer support. So hold on for a brief moment as I transfer your call.
All right. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.